friends. Welcome to Mad Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Davis. My co-host is, Matthew Flowers here, wants to make funny faces at my intro.
That was abrasive as fuck. You abrasive. Just came, you did a three count, and then you just went right into it.
Yeah, I counted down, and I'm trying a new high energy deal.
The fuck is up, friends?
Yo, what the fuck?
Dog!
Dog, this is the church. What's happening now?
Cocks in your ass is bad for your health.
Bro, I was listening to Led Zeppelin. Bro! Back when I was in prison, we used to go down the street to the Domino's. They let us go at lunch, bro. I ordered the Chinese food to drop off at the Domino's.
What are those? The fucking fortune cookies.
Lotto numbers in my ass. I'm in prison. Why do they put lotto numbers on fortune cookies?
Are they lotto numbers?
Yeah, the numbers on the back. It's supposed to be your lotto numbers. Oh. Stereotype. Oh no, don't pop up. I'm getting Skype pop-ups. I was unaware that was a thing.
An ad?
Yeah.
Is it from Next Generation Realty?
You know.
Was it?
No, it's from
I've got one over here, so.
Oh. What was I saying? I'm stereotyping here. But is it because Asians are, like, degenerate gamblers?
Yeah, they just can't resist.
No, dude.
So like, they sneak them into the cookies at dinner.
I used to work at a gambling establishment. And I'm, like, you see it in people's eyes when they're gambling addicts. You see it. You know what I'm talking about?
Really?
You've been to a bar and you've seen alcoholics, right?
I don't know about that.
You just can't see it reflected back at you.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
you're like, no, I don't see
it. It's one of those cases where it doesn't take one to know one.
Well, yeah, I see that. You go to a bar and you can see the person who has to drink or they have to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When I worked at a gambling establishment, it was like 40% of the people who had to gamble, and they were in there every single day, right at 11 a.m., right when we opened. 40% were Asian.
And they were all the
demographics of like chimneys.
That's another weird Asian thing. And they smoke the hundreds, and they're just, they'll have the ash like 20 feet long.
Yeah. Off one pull.
Yeah.
Well, like, when you live in, like, Beijing, there's a lot of smog and everything. Like,
you're gonna die anyway.
No, have you seen, there's a study where, like, the babies who were born immediately after the Olympics were, like, had, like, higher birth weights and were healthier. I'm serious.
They clean the air up for the Olympics?
They clean the air up for the Olympics, and, like, the babies who were born during that clean period had, like, higher birth weights, and they were healthier.
Well, so if they can do it, why don't they just do that all the time?
Oh, because they had to shut down industry in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they closed down, like, every factory. People weren't allowed to, like, run their, like all their power got shut off at, like, 8 p.m.
Oh.
I mean, I was going to say they went straight commie on them, but it's China.
Right.
Exactly what they did.
Well, if it worked, I don't know. I mean, why not just do – I guess
– No, like, they shut down – you can shut down industry for a month. You cannot shut it down permanently.
Well, they probably had it going, but just with restrictions, right? They didn't shut it down altogether.
No. They shut down industry. People were not allowed to go to work.
Oh. Well.
The only people who were allowed to drive cars were tourists and people working the events. I was saying something and we got off on a tangent here. Oh, the Asian gamblers. Like, it's like 40% of our addicts were Asian. And, like, the demographics of the area, it's like 10%. Okay, that means like it's like black people in prison. It's like four times more than there should be for their percentage of the population.
So why Asians? Do they gamble a lot over in their homelands?
Okay, have you ever heard of a place called Macau?
No.
Are you serious?
Very.
Okay. Think Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But around 700 million people live there.
Wow. Just so a huge Asian Vegas?
Vegas is a... okay, compare Shreveport, Louisiana to Las Vegas. Shreveport's another big gambling town.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know how, like, Atlantic City is, like, one-third of Vegas?
Yeah.
Shreveport's, like, a third of Atlantic City.
Okay. And then Vegas is a third of this...
Vegas is Shreveport. Macau is five Las Vegases.
Wow.
Macau is massive. MGM in Vegas, they tore down their entire building because they shaped it like a lion or something. But it turns out lions are bad luck in Chinese culture. So all the Chinese gamblers wouldn't go to the MGM. So they just rebuilt the place. Because that's how much money they were losing because the Chinese gamblers... Like, okay, if you look at the world, where's most of the population? One in seven people on this earth are from China.
Mm-hmm.
So if just the country of China has a gambling problem, just like here in America, we have a drug problem. China has a gambling problem. Okay? But that's one in seven people on earth. On earth. So if you're trying to cater to rich people, you can't get rid of one-seventh of the only 1% of people you're looking for.
Right.
Not one-seventh, one out of seven, you know what I mean.
Oh, well, isn't that one-seventh?
Oh, it is. I feel dumb. Okay.
So as we were talking about Asian people,
my Skype
ad changed to advertise a hibachi grill.
Ah, NSA's listening.
How creepy is that? And then as soon as I was going to call it out, it went away.
Yeah, it's the NSA, bro.
The National Security Advertising Agency. The NSAA.
Yeah, NSAA.
Yeah.
NSAA. Okay. Oh, guys, we should probably address this. We are returning from a hiatus. Unintentional hiatus.
How long has it been?
Like 3 months.
I think it's only been 2 months, right? When we have that
since
nice
video. Since we last recorded, it's been like 3 months. Since our last episode actually came out, it's been like two.
Oh. Well, since everybody's been begging for more, not. Here we are.
What are you talking about? We had like five people who ordered shirts.
That's true. They got to where they were going. And I came through on my promise to give them a random useless object for my former apartment.
Guess who still hasn't gotten any useless objects? Have you mailed that yet?
Oh, it's all in my closet, right?
Can you do that like today?
It depends on when we finish this, yeah.
I don't want to do laundry. I need a shirt.
Well, okay.
I'm kidding, by the way. We've just had life shit go down. Matt moved.
Yeah, sucked.
I've had college. I'm done, though. I am a straight A student, according to the university I attend.
What is that, a 4.0?
Yeah, basically.
Wow. Are you an honors student?
Yeah.
Are you, I don't know any more things about school that I could ask you if you were on.
Dean's list?
Are you on the dean's list?
Yes. Or I will be.
Why not now?
Because it comes out at the beginning of the next semester.
Were you on it last time?
Yes.
How many people are on a dean's list?
It's like the top... It's top whatever percentage of students.
Okay, that explained a lot.
It has no function anymore other than to put it on your resume.
What was the function of it previously?
It was the list of people who the dean, like, recognizes that they're doing exceptionally well, and it was, I don't know.
Why is it not as good now? Does they just throw too many people on there?
Well, you have so many, like, I don't even know the name. Actually, I do know the name of the dean. Most people don't know the name of the dean. It's not a position that has much interaction with students. Okay. But we're back. We're going to try and do every week. We have a new recording time.
Yeah. Early morning edition. It'll be a little bit more.
Yeah. So like normally, subdued. Normally I'm like 4 hours past my bedtime. But now our recording time is like 4 hours before Matt's bedtime. So we're good.
Before my bedtime.
Yeah. You usually go to sleep about what? Noon?
I don't go to sleep at noon. I usually wake up about noon.
I'm making a joke, buddy.
Oh, that was a good joke. I like that. I see what you did there. I didn't see what you did there. I heard what you did there when you told me.
Degenerate.
I'm not a degenerate.
Okay. So, we're going to get right into the show here. We've got just a couple things to talk about. Actually, do you have anything you want to bring up before I go into news stories?
No. Does anybody want a cat? I'm giving away a cat to our listeners.
Aw, she's so cute.
Little asshole.
Look at her. Oh, she's looking at me.
She's not. You don't have a camera on.
Oh, she can see my picture. Look at those beautiful eyes.
Okay.
What a good girl. You're just thinking cat hair all over that laptop.
Oh, all over everything that I own, yeah.
Okay. So, Matthew. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, you know, I was totally with you. Then I realized I'm not a smart person. I don't really know anything about anything. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, okay, so Bernie Sanders, independent senator from Vermont.
You know, actually, since we had our last podcast, everybody that is running for president officially has announced their campaign.
Jeb Bush.
Oh, he doesn't. Why announce it now when the money's rolling in?
Yeah. He gets to keep it if he announces he can't keep the money anymore.
Right.
He's got Jeb Bush got a weird situation going because he can't win.
I don't know, man.
He cannot win a Republican primary.
The primary, even?
No, it's impossible.
Who's gonna beat him? Scott Walker.
Oh God. With Jeb Bush, why was John Huntsman, put below Mitt Romney?
I don't know, because I thought he was, didn't want to eat the souls of children.
I would have voted for John Huntsman. John Huntsman was a very, reasonable human being, which is a strike against you in Republican primaries.
Right.
The big mark against John Huntsman to the Republican voting base was that he spoke Chinese.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because wasn't he
ambassador to China?
Yeah. So for doing his job adequately.
Yeah. By the way, you know who else was ambassador to China? Old Bush. He did learn Chinese.
Oh, so what a good guy.
Yeah. Ambassador to China. Don't need to learn Chinese.
They gave him the job, and he was like, oh, shit, I don't speak their language. Do you have a translator?
You know why he was given that job, right?
No, not exactly.
Richard Nixon didn't want a primary challenger, so he sent him off to China.
Mm-hmm.
So the big mark against John Huntsman was that he spoke Chinese. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jeb Bush speaks fluent Spanish.
I don't think that's good. They're going to get the Latino vote.
What?
Right? Are there a lot of people that speak Spanish that vote Republican?
Cubans. That's how he became governor of Florida.
Oh, we'll see. They'll get the Cubans on their side again.
No, here's the issue. Cubans don't vote. Or in Florida, they vote in the primaries, but how many Cubans are there in Iowa?
Well, that's a good point. I don't think I've ever met a Cuban in real life.
Here's the problem with Jeb Bush. Not only he married a foreigner, okay? He married a Mexican woman. He speaks Spanish fluently. You're going to have a large number of people, these immigration wackos, who think that, oh, he speaks Spanish. He's running those Univision commercials. He's telling them he's giving them amnesty.
Yeah, we don't know what he's saying behind our backs. Do you?
This is America, and he should speak English. If he should talk to the real Americans, not those illegals.
That's true. That's true.
Thing is, John Huntsman said like one sentence in Chinese in his entire campaign, and it ruined him. Jeb Bush, a cornerstone of his campaign, is going to be that he can get the Hispanic vote. The Republican primary voters, the Republican Party wants the Hispanic vote. Republican primary voters want an all-white America.
Right.
And they I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. And it's happening now. His poll numbers will be affected by the fact that there is a percentage of the Republican primary voter base who will not vote for someone who they perceive as being friendly to foreigners. Won't happen.
So who are they going to – but then you've got Ted Cruz, the last name, you know.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Marco Rubio might work because he's Cuban and he's Cuban, so like he doesn't have the stink of Mexico on him.
But if they're not going to vote for a white dude for being able to
– Marco Rubio doesn't speak Spanish.
Really?
No. He's lived in Florida his whole life.
Oh, God. These guys are retarded.
Or if he speaks Spanish,
I've
never seen a Spanish language commercial with him. The Spanish language commercials of Jeb Bush are amazing.
I've never even heard of this being a thing. I assumed he spoke Spanish. I didn't realize he put commercials out.
Dude, he said, like, I know a lot of Mexicans. He sounds just like them. His Spanish is so perfect.
So anybody that runs in opposition to him can just play his own commercials to
He's not a Manchurian candidate. He's a Monterey candidate.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't think he's going to go. So who is going to – you know what would be hilarious? And I really hope it happens. My boy Rick Santorum.
Dude. Rick Santorum.
I'm still holding out for him.
Why is he your boy?
Because he's just the greatest. He's just fun. You know, I'm in this for the entertainment portion. And what would be more entertaining than Rick Santorum? Nothing.
Mitt Romney did weird things. Okay, like he wore magic underwear.
Santorum's weird as fuck, too.
I am not judging him for what was perhaps a vulnerable time period. I am judging him for talking about it after the fact like it's normal.
Wait, okay. What vulnerable time period?
I'm about to get to that.
Okay.
When Rick Santorum and his wife had a stillborn child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very unfortunate, okay? I realize some emotions are there.
How did they not know that's going to happen?
What do you mean?
Doctors, don't they check the heartbeat?
I don't know the situation.
They do check the heartbeat often. So,
Stuff can happen during birth, like
right.
Oxygen and stuff. I don't know what the circumstance was, but they had a stillborn child. They took the stillborn child's body, like, home, put it in a crib, introduced it to, like, his other kids, like, kept it for a couple days, you know? That's a carcass. Your cat's about to attack.
I know. You know what she's looking at?
What?
Herself in a mirror.
Oh. That's weird, right?
Oh, definitely. There's no...
It's a stillborn...
It doesn't get more,
like,
weird than that.
But I acknowledge, like, high emotions and such.
People,
like,
do weird shit, yeah.
Like, that's incredibly stressful. I understand some weird stuff can happen. But he talked about it afterwards, like, he should be respected for having so much Like it's some grand thing he did. Like it's he was bragging about it almost.
I went above and beyond what people that usually.
I'm so against abortion.
Do.
I kept my dead baby.
I am so pro-life. We took it home in case it was going to come back.
What if it was the Jesus baby?
Jesus baby
comes back after 3 days.
Oh, maybe that's what they were waiting for. How long do they keep it? 3 days?
I think. I believe it's 3 days. I think. This is all off the top of my head. I could be wrong about a lot of details there, but I have the bare bones of that correct. Just Rick Santorum, that scares me.
Yeah, see, it's shit like that. He's just a fun, he's an entertaining dude. And he won the Iowa caucus last time, so.
Yeah, but so did Mike.
I'm going to go vote for him this time.
No, Ron Paul won your caucus. Rick Santorum won your the show of hands.
Well, there was some fudgery there, and I was just reading about it this weekend, and I honestly.
Oh yeah, you guys there in Iowa, y'all have the most fucked up. Y'all go first?
Yeah, because what happened was. Yeah, he won, but then everybody, in some way, we don't vote for the actual person. We vote for the people that then vote for the person. And so then eventually, Ron Paul ended up getting all of our shit from it.
Yes.
But he didn't win in terms of votes.
No.
Santorum did. Ron Paul.
Y'all have like a deal where like you write a name on a sheet of paper and you pass it to the end of the row? That's my understanding of how your caucus voting goes.
No, everybody votes for their own individually.
Really? I watched it on the news. They were, like, passing their votes on a sheet of paper down to the end of the row.
Well, they might do it retarded in some places. I don't understand it either. I give up on these things. Especially when you go to the Republican ones. I went to the straw poll, even, for the Republicans last time. God, I felt like... I don't know what the best way
the
to
straw poll is. Is your caucus. That's what a caucus is.
No, they do a poll before the actual caucus.
Okay.
Because Bachman won that. But
speaking of
like
crazy.
It was like an undercover agent in like Iraq or something. Like I'm surrounded by people that I was like, if they knew who I was, they would kill me.
I'd be a Republican if I didn't have to
hang out with Republicans.
I know. With Democrats, they all look weird, but in general, they're good people.
Right, they're nice. There was people fucking screaming at each other over the last bratwurst at the straw poll I went to, like arguing over the food they were grilling and shit.
And here's the thing, it's like your average American is probably a little conservative, like on the conservative end of like what we would call moderate in America.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we probably have a center-right country, but barely mm-hmm. center-right. More apathetic than leaning.
Anything else, right.
Yeah. But the average American is probably a pretty good dude. Average American does not go to Republican primary functions.
Right.
Okay,
well,
the only people who go to Republican primary functions are people who like to yell about shit. They're angry at the government.
Right. Oh, yeah. And they're fired up, man.
The average person goes to a Democratic primary deal. We want everyone to have health care.
Right. Yeah. Let's fight for health care.
Let's not fuck up the environment. Like, people, all their causes are like, hey, let's be good to each other. And Republican primaries are, I shouldn't have to give paid leave to these pregnant women who work for me.
Yeah. Vote Santorum.
I could be a Republican. I get the idea behind like this whole like non-interventionist stuff. I disagree, but I could go along with that if you didn't have to deal with Republicans.
I just feel like it'd be too stressful, man. I'd have a heart attack real early on in my life if I was a Republican.
Dude,
they're always scared about shit. They're always
yelling.
If
you're a Republican, you get a heart attack, you just get Trayvon Martin's heart like Dick Cheney.
Yeah. And if somebody else has already taken it, well, there's plenty more to shoot.
Yeah. Freddie Gray. Dude.
Didn't even have to shoot him. They didn't want to waste the bullet.
Right. They just had to slam his head into a door.
He did that to himself, man.
Right. By the way, like I love that they slammed his head into the door, which resulted in his death. But the big damning piece of evidence the prosecutor says she has is they didn't buckle his seatbelt.
Yeah, exactly. They fucking killed the dude. They didn't lock his slowly dying body into his seatbelt, and that's their biggest offense.
No, not their biggest offense, but that's like that's how she's gonna prove that they had a wanton disregard for human life. They didn't buckle his seatbelt.
Right.
I understand, like, there's some legalese there going on, and there's a reason why we have legalese, but don't say that publicly. You should be like, oh, yeah, like, he died from the car door slamming on his head.
Yeah, just say we definitely have evidence of negligence here, not, well, they didn't buckle it. You know?
They didn't buckle the seatbelt.
Right.
Got him!
Yeah, high five! You got
yeah.
that! Yeah!
Yeah. Johnny Cochran couldn't even defend this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That seatbelt, it's like, what was it? It's going to be like, click it or lock him up.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. So they charged what? They didn't charge him. Wait, yeah, they did, right?
So there's six co-defendants, charges ranging from like real minor shit to one of them. The one who slammed his head into the car door is catching a homicide, a manslaughter.
And you know, everybody's freaking out because of these protests and shit, and I don't really necessarily support them, but
oh,
I get
by the way, protests are awesome. Look at the history of the world. If you want to get shit done, government, on Skyline government, peaceful protest does not work, okay? MLK, Martin Luther King, would not have been successful if there was not Black Panthers out there fucking shit up. Okay?
Well,
some violence has to go down to affect change.
And had it not happened, I don't think anybody would have been charged with shit this time around, right?
What do you mean?
In this case. In this particular case.
In this case, if there wasn't video of them dragging his limp body around.
I don't think if there would have been protests, they would have...
Oh, no. If there was no protest,
if they didn't make a big deal about this, it would have just been swept under the rug like the rest of them.
Exactly. Like, there was no way there would have been charges had there not been protests. But if you want to affect government-wide change, some violence got to go down.
Right.
I mean, the history of this country shows that, okay? Prior to 9/11, we had a real movement in this country towards better policing. After the Rodney King riots, there was a real movement. Okay, Clinton passed the COPS initiative, community oriented policing, something with an S.
System.
It's support. It's funding. If you implement community oriented policing, you get extra money. Okay, and you know what that was? Successful. It works.
Well, then what happened? How come we got back to where we're at now?
9/11 and the police turned into a paramilitary force.
Oh.
Because the number one duty of police officers is to be a first line of defense against terrorist activity, says the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
Oh. Well, if they're our first step in combating terrorists, I'm pretty worried.
Right. Like your guy pulling you over for speeding, okay, is usually not the dude I want, looking into Omar over there at the mosque.
Right, yeah, I've been pulled over many a time where the cop said, do you have anything in here that I should know about? And I've lied about it and gotten away with it. Now, if I were a terrorist...
You got a bomb there, buddy?
Right. On my way to go blow something up, I mean...
You heading to Garland, Mohammed?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, protests work. That's the thing.
But think of the CVSs of America.
The what?
The CVSs.
CVS?
That's the one that they point to, and every time I hear somebody reference how they shouldn't be there's no need to burn that CVS. I don't know why that's the one thing everybody seems to pick, but it seems like anytime I hear it talked about, that's what they point to.
Okay, so why do CVSs always get looted?
Because they have prescription drugs.
Exactly.
Is that
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I was thinking in my head, why? What would I want from a CVS? And I was like, cheap cigarettes? No.
If there's some looting going on, if looting starts, and we have protests, looting starts because it's mob mentality. You break shit. You bust open a window. Hey, there's a free TV. No one's gonna stop me from taking it. There's a mob mentality that goes on there. So the psychology of humans changes when you're in the midst of a riot. Okay, when looting happens, people say, man, there's like $1 million worth of hydrocodone in that building there, and nothing's stopping me from taking it.
Right.
Or, I really like Klonopin. I'm going to go get it. Okay, the pharmacy will, if looting goes on, a pharmacy will always get hit.
Oh, yeah.
Liquor stores, too. Liquor stores always get hit during looting.
Well, I mean, the pharmacies above all else, because even if, you know, if you want your TV or you want liquor from the liquor store, you could still buy that.
Yeah.
After the thing's over or before.
You can't just buy prescription heroin.
Right. You can't just roll up on there and just buy. Yeah. So, I mean, that's.
So if you're of the mindset and that you really like your prescription painkillers and you're getting them illegally, you're not going to worry about looting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the media coverage, by the way, in this Baltimore protest, like, the media coverage is insane because, like, there's all these, like, live streams of, like, these peaceful protests going on, massive numbers of people, but the TVs are showing the 12 dudes looting a CVS.
Yeah, they're following Daquan as he busts down the door to Jim's
Whoa.
Pizzeria.
Whoa. Who's Daquan? It better be an actual person you're citing, 'cause that sounds racist.
He's the subject of all of those, you know, those funny memes on Twitter.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's an Instagram star. His mixtape.
His mixtape is I haven't heard it myself, but it's apparently fire. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard it, but like I didn't want to burn my ears.
Right. I felt the heat.
Yeah. It singed my chest hair a little bit. All right. Moving on, because I don't want to talk protests.
Let's go to the conspiracy theory.
Oh, we're doing conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
I brought it up. Martin Luther King.
Corner.
I learned about, since our last show, I learned about this. It's a confirmed fucking fact that the U.S. government killed Martin Luther King.
Oh, well, duh.
No. There's the slightest amount of sarcasm there.
No.
Like, it was proven in federal court that the U.S. government killed Martin Luther King.
You know?
In 1999. Why is that not in the history books?
Because it's by the time they reveal these things like that, it's nobody, you know what I mean? They wait that X amount of time and they know it works because everybody's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like it blows my mind. It was proven in federal court that they killed him. And we have a holiday named after a guy that the government killed.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, like, imagine I don't know. I don't have a good example. What are other holidays named after people?
Columbus.
Holidays named after people that have existed in contemporary time of America
and didn't suck. There's not a lot named after people. What do you got? George Washington's birthday or some shit?
Yeah, imagine George Washington was like poisoned to death. They put some anthrax in his.
He could have been. Didn't he die of like strep throat or something?
He died because they leached his blood. he got like sick, and they used to do bloodletting. And
my favorite thing about that is like people that are always like. The fucking Constitution, man. The founding fathers.
Yeah, those motherfuckers were bloodletting.
Yeah, exactly. And how did he die again? I'm going to use that next time.
Yeah, he died of bloodletting. And by the way, George Washington, adjusted for inflation, by fucking far the most wealthy president of all time.
Really?
Yes, by far. Okay, second place goes to Kennedy. Who was like a tenth of his wealth. And Kennedy had mob money. Another thing people don't like to admit, Kennedy's father was like an actual gangster, like Al Capone.
Well, that's why he got the presidency, right? Didn't they manipulate the Chicago situation or so? I don't know. See, you notice how my facts just kind of peter out towards the end of the sentence.
Yeah, I'm not so familiar with actual election tampering. I just know that they don't say in your eighth grade history book, it doesn't say, hey, Kennedy, the guy who got assassinated, happened to have had very strong mob ties. Like his father was a mob boss.
Yeah, his father was running that motherfucker.
Yeah, not even a boss. Like it's the Kennedy crime family. Wasn't it
Prohibition when he started making?
Yeah,
that money?
Yeah, they were bootleggers. Just like every other organized crime family from that time period, they were all bootleggers.
Good thing they did that, you know.
Yeah, so we get like 2.5 years of Kennedy refusing to nuke Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. MLK was assassinated. What's the other conspiracy theory?
Seymour Hersh.
Oh yes, I forgot about this actually. And I told you to read it. Did you read it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's fine. We'll work.
I read the Cliff's notes. I read the Cliff of the Cliffs.
Okay. Mr. Hersh has written a book about...
I think he's an annoying person, though. Can we just talk about that first?
British.
Look up a picture. You know what he looks like, right?
No. I'm pretty sure he's British, though.
Look up a picture of
him right now. I have
a general
disdain for the Brits.
You can if you have a disdain for the Brits, you'd look at a picture of him and you will hate him immediately. He just looks...
Okay, can you fill time while I look Mr. Hersh up?
Yeah, go ahead and look him up. He looks like an asshole. I can fill time by talking. You know, I don't know what it is. He just kind of looks like an average grandfather, but you can see in his face that he's cunty as hell. You can just see that he would glare at you in the Starbucks line or maybe try and cut you. And I don't know. He just looks like a bad dude. And I feel like...
Oh, this dude would get arrested for, choking a hooker a little too hard.
There you go. Yeah, see, my crime against humanity for him was cutting me in the Starbucks line, but you're probably close to the truth there.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee, so I don't know about the people who cut at Starbucks. But, yeah, he looks like the type who would choke a hooker.
And he does it, but doesn't he have... Really, he has that face of,
Yeah, yeah, there's some shit there.
Yeah, I don't think I like him. But, okay,
he's written a book about Osama bin Laden. The assassination, the killing of Osama bin Laden. And will you agree that you've only read the Cliff Notes, but his take on it is super believable.
It is, okay, but one thing. And I don't know if this is true. I've just seen people bitching about him in comments on the internet that right before the 2008 election, he said that if Obama won the election, he had inside sources that told him that Bush was going to bomb Iran so that it was Obama's problem. We had to go into Iran. Clearly, that didn't happen. So, I mean, there's you know, it's kind of suspect. And then for this.
Okay. So, is it possible that Bush had plans to do it?
Right, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put that past him in the slightest, so...
President Bush might have had people who had plans.
Yeah, there was probably some plan somewhere, yeah. Okay. So,
That is, it's plausible that there was a plan, but it didn't lead to action, okay?
Right, okay, that makes sense.
It's plausible. I'm not saying it's gospel that that's what happened, I'm saying it's plausible, okay? What is the official story on Osama? And by the way, people say incorrect shit all the time, but they're not totally incorrect.
Right. It's not I don't believe even if that was true. He did say that and it was completely false. I don't think he just made it up frivolously.
Yeah.
Is that the right use of that word? I think so.
Yeah, you're fine. I mean, it's not exactly correct, but it's close enough.
Just
that.
Okay, I'm going to – the official story, I already know it, but okay, let me
– I'll go through it.
Oh, what? You've got the conspiracy. I'll fucking go through it. All right. He was
– Do the highlights of what the official story is.
We were tracing his couriers. Is that how you say that word?
Courier,
yep. And we tracked him back to a compound in Islamabad.
No, Abbottabad.
What is, okay, Islamabad, well, you know.
Abbottabad. Islamabad is the capital of Pakistan.
Oh, see? So I didn't just make that. I thought I just combined Islam with the town it was.
No, it doesn't matter really
what it's called, does it? Is anybody going to visit there based on this podcast?
Not on this podcast, but people do visit there now.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah, like a lot of Americans, when they go to Pakistan, they go to Abbottabad. First off, if you're an American in Pakistan right now, you probably have government ties, and Abbottabad is like where their version of the CIA is.
Right, right. And somehow Osama bin Laden, according to the regular story, the one that, you know, the truth, supposedly, he was hiding out there. I don't like to use official story because then it reminds people of the 9/11 thing, and then it just, you know, they kind of zone it out.
The Truth Commission, bro.
Right. Architects and engineers for Osama bin Laden death's truth. But they tracked him to that town that I can't pronounce.
Abbottabad.
They had a helicopter raid planned. They flew in under the cover of night. They didn't.
How many helicopters?
Three. Right?
I believe it's two.
It was three because one of them.
I think it was two. One of them went down and they put.
You're right. You're right. One of them went down. They fucked up big time.
Oh, by the way, mechanical malfunctions. Right? Didn't get shot down. Mechanical malfunction.
Well, and it was a prototype of a new style of like stealth helicopter, I believe. Which, how about we don't take our new shit that we haven't used before when we're going to get Osama bin Laden? You know.
I think they were trying to come in quiet. Like, you could.
It was supposed to be a quiet, like, stealth thing. But, I mean, they've got other things that are stealth. Why take the one they haven't used yet?
It is plausible that it had mechanical malfunctions because it was, as they say, it was an untested technology. We don't know if it really was. But they say it was, and that's plausible, right?
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows this story anyway. So they went in, shot a bunch of people. Women and children, too.
Oh, right? When they found Osama bin Laden, he quickly grabbed a woman and used her as a human shield.
So they were forced to blow her up, too? Yeah, just shoot her right in the face.
Yeah, he took human shields. And then they...
A villain till the very end.
Oh, and...
dastardly dude.
And one of the soldiers had a GoPro on, so Obama watched it live.
Right, yeah.
That's part of it too, right? Because they got him in the room. Yeah, he's watching it on a GoPro,
and they've all got their laptops up, and they've all got their concerned faces on.
Yeah, like who are like I'm curious. Like there has to be like an intern in there who probably didn't have like clearance to be watching the assassination of Osama bin Laden.
Right.
You're like, whoa! I was just bringing the Starbucks to
somebody's assistant. Somebody just needs their goddamn Starbucks, and they walk in and just.
Oh, you playing Call of Duty? Oh man, the graphics are awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Is that an Osama bin Laden character?
Man. Oh man, the brain spray is so realistic.
Yeah.
So they had a GoPro on, and then they took the body. They got out on their one helicopter, and then they confirmed it was
him.
They
blew up the second one. Blew up the second helicopter.
Because you can't let that technology fall into their hands.
Right.
Okay. And they took it to an aircraft carrier where they buried Osama bin Laden at sea in accordance with his Muslim faith.
Which isn't so much burying as it is just letting him sink, I think.
There's a ritual for when you have to bury someone at sea in Islam.
Right.
And I believe they followed it, like they wrapped him the way
you're
supposed
to. They brought dogs to the compound with them, military
really?
Dogs. They had like two or three dogs.
Well, if you want to clear a room, that's a good way to do it.
Attack dogs.
Either attack dogs or good decoys.
Good point.
Okay. You send the dog out, see which way it got shot at from. Now you know where people are, right?
Right.
So that's the official story. They buried him at sea. Now, that's entirely plausible, right?
They took pictures of him first, but for national security reasons, they can't show them off.
But they showed it to a couple of congressmen.
Right, and my favorite part was, do you remember when there was a couple congressmen that saw the Photoshop ones going around online and thought those were the official ones?
Yes.
That was some good shit. And in fact, I think one of them insisted that was the one he was shown by somebody in the government that said that was it. And it's clearly just a hodgepodge of images from like a movie, like Black Hawk.
Yeah, but that congressman, I believe what was going on there was that that congressman wasn't on the committee that got to see the pictures.
No, it was just kind of, yeah.
And, like, it was something he was shown by another congressman who did, but he was shown... there's a story there that I don't remember exactly. I don't remember the guy's name either. But there's a story there, and it sort of, it makes sense that, like, it's just bro-y. Hey, look at this on Facebook, bro, or stuff like that.
You want to see it? We fucking got that guy. Check it out, man.
Yeah. And by the way, Dwayne Johnson was like the first person in the world to tweet about Osama bin Laden's death.
Really?
Yeah, The Rock.
What did he say?
Oh, something about Osama bin Laden's dead. He didn't know that he was one of the first people on Earth to find out, because apparently he's friends with someone who works at the White House, who before the press release came out, decided to text his buddy The Rock.
But I thought it was kind of odd, too. I remember we were watching the television that night. It was like a, what was it, a Sunday?
It was
like
it was Cinco de Mayo.
It wasn't May 5th. I thought it was May 10th. Doesn't really matter. But
Cinco de Mayo.
Obama comes on, gives this big speech, and then after immediately as his speech is finished, they cut to the streets of Washington, D.C., New York City, and people are out there fucking freaking out with signs, cheering.
They leaked it. They leaked it to all the major press deals like 2 hours before the president spoke about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By the way, if you're out there like celebrating the death of another human being, you're an asshole.
What did they think was gonna happen? Like the guys in New York were like, clear a path, those towers, they're just gonna whoop 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 whoop, whoop right back up. We killed him.
I understand, like, he's been public enemy number one forever, right? It's been a decade.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly wasn't a good guy.
We were children when 9/11 happened, right?
Right.
And he's been the bad guy the whole time, and then he's dead. I understand, like, having emotions there, but your emotions are so strong about it that you're out there chanting, USA! USA!
Right.
You know, you're out there just cheering. You got confetti and shit because they killed Osama bin Laden. There's something wrong with you.
Oh, it was May 2nd, 2011.
Both wrong. Both wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the official story. Entirely plausible. A lot of people had problems with the burial at sea. But that's a long, long-standing military practice of observing your enemy's burial rituals. Forever, you know, in World War II, when they're having trench warfare, they would have like nightly ceasefires so you could go collect your dead.
Right.
And, you know, like that's a long standing thing, and you allow them to collect their dead so that they can do their cultures or their religions burial practices. It's a long standing military deal to observe those. So it is plausible to me that they observed his Muslim faith and buried him in accordance with that. Because if you're a Muslim, you have to be buried before sundown.
Really?
Yeah. The day you die, you have to be buried before sundown.
Or what happens? Do you become a zombie? Do you turn into a pumpkin?
I don't know what the... deal is there, but it's just part of their burial ritual. Just like in Christianity, the hole's got to be 6 feet deep.
Oh, I thought it had to be a certain amount of deep so the animals wouldn't dig you up.
That's the genesis of it, but it's become part of the religious deal. There's stuff about it.
No.
But in the Muslim faith, it's, you know, you got to be buried before sundown. So they buried him at sea, 'cause that's where he was. And there's stuff in there about how to do that. It's plausible. A lot of people took issue with that. They thought it just sounded like horseshit. It's plausible to me. Okay.
I could see it, I guess, but it doesn't give us a picture. You know, I don't know.
The problem is the U.S. government has a bad history with pictures of shit stuff being put into Arabs, namely bullets and pencils.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. The Abu
doesn't
Ghraib
exactly
stuff.
Excite the Muslim world when we show pictures of us shooting or abusing their own.
Yeah. Even if it's Osama bin Laden. The thing is, people who would be upset about a picture of dead Osama bin Laden are the same people we don't want to give them more reason to blow us up, right?
Well, I guess. I don't know. I just feel like the burial at sea thing and, you know, I guess, what did I expect? Did anybody really think they were going to just, like, well, we're going to lay him out in Washington, D.C. Come on. Check him out. Look at his body. Poke it with a stick, you know?
Right, right. That's going to be at the Grand Cathedral.
Right.
Barack Obama's going to walk by 4 out of 40.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Hirsch has written a book with a different with from information he's collected, a different story of what actually happened. Now, the official story is entirely plausible to me. Okay, I'm not saying which one I buy into. I'm saying they both
are
entirely plausible.
Super plausible is right before the guy shot him, the SEAL team leader radioed for God and country. Geronimo, 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 which is the code name for Obama, or Osama, and then shot him. Forgotten country. I love that. What a good guy. Sorry.
I wonder, like, he probably spent, like, the helicopter crash ride over thinking, how am I going to say it when I take him out? You got any requests, Mr. President? I know you can see me on this GoPro.
Forgotten country and Barack Obama.
Yeah. So here's the cliff notes of what Mr. Hirsch says actually happened.
Oh, hold on, wait. Before you do that, I think that the official story got more suspect as time went on. Also, because they said initially, we're not going to tell you who took part in this raid. That's not what they do. We don't make it a big deal. You know what I mean? And I feel like hasn't there been multiple dudes now that have said they were the one that shot him?
So the issue is, yes, that's true, but like. How many people have said they shot Tupac?
Right, but I think
people who join the military and are like so into it that they become a Navy SEAL are not exactly your most mentally stable. And you wave, here's this small chance that you might become famous as being the dude.
And they know that they're not supposed to. So when somebody comes forward and says I shot him, are they just assuming everybody else is going to abide by the rules and not do that too?
Well, that's pretty much what happened each time, right?
Well, yeah. I just think that's sketchy as well. Because you would think after multiple people are coming out and doing it, they'd eventually just say, okay, fuck it.
No, you have a practice of, you know, they don't confirm.
Well, the first guy that said
well,
he shot
another, him. Another thing is a lot of these people written books, okay?
Money.
No. Here's the thing about writing books if you work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
My father works for the government. Or he doesn't work for the government. He has a high-level security clearance. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If he wrote a book, he legally cannot publish that book until it's submitted to review by the Department of Defense. Okay? At which point, they will edit out everything that cannot be published.
Okay.
Okay? If you were revealing some truth, if you were a government employee, a member of the military, if you were a government employee with a security clearance, and you write a book that has some grand truth that would completely alter what the official story is, the Department of Defense would not allow you to publish that without arresting you.
So why are they allowing multiple people to publish?
Because it's not true. If it was true, they would stop it from being published.
Okay. Okay.
Because, I mean, if it's true and they published, they would arrest them because it's in clear violation of their whatever. There's laws against that. If you have a security clearance, when you make that agreement, it becomes illegal for you to just publish stuff like that without getting it reviewed. And when it reviews, if it's true and it's not something that should come out, they'll tell you. And they usually err on the side of caution. Okay.
Right.
If there's a question about it, they'll make you edit it out. So, like, I can't buy anyone who writes a book saying, oh, I shot Osama bin Laden. I can't believe them because I don't believe that the Department of Defense would just allow that to happen.
I just don't know why they let misinformation come out, too. I get your point. I get your point.
The deal is, legally, they can only suppress things of interest to national security, and I'm pretty sure that means, like, only the true stuff.
So they can't get rid of the... Yeah, okay.
If it's fake stuff, then it's a work of fiction, right? Like... I'm not sure if they can get rid of the fake stuff, too. I think they can only edit out the untrue stuff. Or, excuse me, the true stuff. You know what I meant. Mr. Hirsch, not a member of the U.S. military with a security clearance, has written a book with what his research shows is what actually happened. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Point one. This was a designated hit. Okay? The part of the official story is that they went in there attempting to capture Osama bin Laden. Okay? That's horseshit, right? Like I don't believe that part of the official story at all. There is no way that they were going to say, oh, we're going to put Osama bin Laden on trial in New York City.
Oh, right. Right, that they wanted to catch him.
The headache of having Osama bin Laden in captivity. Like you have him held captive. Okay?
Yeah, that under would just arrest. Be such a weird clusterfuck situation. I can't even imagine. And I don't necessarily blame him for just killing him, I guess. I mean, they
wouldn't.
You're
going to go after him. Kill him.
Right.
Because here's the problem. Here's another issue there. He's a Saudi citizen.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that means that Osama bin Laden's going to have a right to request counsel from the Saudi government. How much does that complicate shit?
A lot.
Yeah.
Plus, nobody really... What do they want the trial for, anyway? So we could just... I mean, everybody
right.
wants to...
The guy has been presumed... Like, you can't charge him in civilian court because it's impossible for him to get a fair trial. Okay? There is no judge who has not who has not been corrupted by a decade plus of media coverage.
Right.
In two wars, you know, like... If you a military trial, guess what? The military's been fighting a war against this guy. It would be impossible for him to get a fair trial in the U.S.
Well, and plus, nobody would be out in the streets cheering and waving signs if we just captured him.
Wouldn't be voting for a re-election. Mr. Hurst says, you know, he was a crippled old man. Okay, they were going in there to kill him. If they wanted to capture him, they would have. Okay.
I can believe that, too.
Number two is that the source on how they found out where he was there was a high-level Pakistani official who defected to the U.S. and revealed that information in exchange for him defecting being kept private.
Mm-hmm.
That's plausible. Right?
Definitely. Oh, I to me, all of this makes more sense than...
Well, it does. It makes more sense, but I'm saying it's both plausible because I really, really dislike people who the presence of an alternate explanation means the alternate explanation is true. Alex Jones people.
I was going to say I'm one of those people. I guess I'm not really, but... It's just more fun to
just
be that
because
way.
There is another explanation doesn't make it true.
Right, but okay. It's more fun. Generally,
so, with 9/11, either it was hit by a fucking passenger plane, okay, and it caused it to collapse, or it was a controlled demolition, right? Just because there's the other option there doesn't make the other option true.
Right.
I really dislike people who automatically assume that. Alex Jones is the example because he's their messiah. It just rubbed me the wrong way. Number three, the Pakistanis were in on it. They were informed ahead of time. They actually went in and removed guns and a lot of the people from the compound ahead of time. And they left the Americans.
I think that just makes sense. Even if everything else about the story was the way that they say it went, I think that just we didn't even tell them. We just went straight in. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, oh, dude. And here's the thing. Pakistan is a sovereign country with borders that deserve respect. And the idea, Pakistan is a nuclear power. Okay. The very idea that Barack Obama would be so fucking irresponsible as to not give Musharraf a fucking phone call before literally invading his country to run attack helicopters like a half mile away from his CIA under the cover of night to kill people, commit murders, assassinations, didn't give a phone call ahead of time? There's no way. There's no, because you don't know what's going to happen, okay? What if you're wrong and you killed a bunch of just Pakistani dudes? That's an act of war.
Right.
Okay? We've been wrong. We invaded Iraq because we were wrong.
Right.
Okay? So what if you have to give Musharraf a, even if it's like, hey, in 30 seconds our helicopters are crossing your border, this is what's happening, do that. Okay.
I just don't think they would have done it without saying something to somebody. There's too many mistakes that could have happened.
If Barack Obama called President Musharraf there at any time of day or night, he picks up the phone. Okay. His aide answers it. Oh, President would like to speak to Mr. Musharraf. Oh, okay. Wakes his ass up. He'll get him on the phone and he'll tell him what's happening. Okay. There's no way that I believe that President Obama, or his advisors at least, are so irresponsible to allow him to do that.
Right.
There's no way.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like that part right there, that part of the official story where, no, we didn't tell him.
We just did it ourselves. Because it had to be that way, though. They had to have the story of, we got him. Yeah. You know, it has to be like,
got him.
Fucking got. Exactly. We got him.
So, this brings the next one. Bin Laden was a prisoner of the ISI, and he was kept there against his will to be used as a bargaining chip by the ISI. When they needed something, like this next point here, America was about to cut off the foreign aid to Pakistan. So, the idea here is that the Pakistani government told this guy to defect, give him that information, and that would keep the money flowing into Pakistan.
Plausible. All makes sense to me.
Plausible, right? Number six, there was like zero intelligence gained from the raid on the compound. Okay, this was not a command center. This was not it was the dude living in a compound. Okay,
right. There was not even with the official story where they found all this stuff. They already said he didn't have an internet connection or anything like that. So, I mean, what could he really have been running? If they had to follow a dude physically to the place to track him down, how could he be running
I remember part of the story, on the inside of his vest, there were two phone numbers stitched into it.
Right, and what's he going to do with the fucking phone numbers?
He didn't have a phone!
Right.
Apparently that is true. There were two phone numbers stitched into his vest.
And 500 euros.
Really?
Pakistani money or whatever. I was just reading it over.
Number seven is there was no burial at sea. They added that part because they didn't want to upset people about not observing his Muslim faith. It probably took him longer than a couple hours to verify that it's Osama bin Laden. So they made up the burial at sea part because the way the timeline was, they didn't want to upset people for not abiding by his burial rituals.
I always thought that I had read right after it happened that wasn't even really a proper burial for Muslims.
No, at sea is not proper, but there's stuff in there about it. A proper burial involves like all your family members like carrying your casket around, and then they all do a prayer to Mecca and everything. This was like they wrapped him appropriately and dumped him appropriately. It was not a proper Muslim burial, but it was as proper as it could have been in the official story. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hirsch says that didn't happen, that it took longer than a couple hours to verify who he was. And they made that part up so that they could make the timeline match up and not offend anyone.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Because when you're dealing with the leader of religious fanatics, last thing you want to do is give them more religious fuel to their jihadi fire, right?
Well, but if you kill it, I mean, I guess. I don't know. That seems kind of like a pussy move at that point.
Number eight is that torture in no way led to this information because they got the information from a defector.
I didn't even realize they tried to say it did help.
Oh, dude. Every Republican ever says that torture caused them to find Osama bin Laden.
Now, how does every Republican ever know this?
Oh, because Bush tortured him.
Oh.
A Republican did it. That means it's okay. Well, what is the insistence in the conservative movement in America that human rights are things that get in the way of finding out the truth?
Well, they do. I mean, you know.
No, they don't.
I'm just kidding.
They don't!
Hey, man, torture worked in this instance. You can say what you want to say with your feelings and shit, but we got him.
Got him. I love that line.
Forgotten country.
These nuts.
Got him.
Got him. I love that line so much. So good. Okay. We're gonna think that just whole thing just petered out there. We never talked about Bernie.
What does Bernie think about the official Osama bin Laden death story?
I don't think he gives a fuck.
I think he should give a fuck. I'm going to look him up. Bernie Sanders, Osama bin Laden.
Bernie Sanders, by the way, he's like a open carry guy. I was interested to learn that. He's like super pro-gun.
No way, really?
Dude, he's from Vermont.
What does that mean?
Vermont's the most pro-gun state in the country. You don't have to get any licensing or anything to buy a gun.
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, like, Vermont's, like, super pro-gun. It's weird, because, like, they're socialist, but they love their guns. And Bernie Sanders is from Vermont, and he's super pro-gun.
Wow.
But on, like, everything else, straight up, I mean, guns don't have anything to do with socialism. But he's like, you know, we're going to be super protectionist, you know, fuck China. Free healthcare. Oorah. You're just Googling shit during our show?
I'm looking for him on gun control. Jesus. Well, he voted on to ban high-capacity magazines for over 10 bullets.
That's not being anti-gun.
Well, he voted yes to allowing firearms and checked baggage on Amtrak trains.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, pro-gun, right?
He voted no on decreasing gun waiting period from 3 days to one. Well, that's whatever. Oh, wait, he was rated an F by the NRA.
How?
That's what it says.
All right, we're going to pause the show here while I look stuff up. Yeah, he's a gun nut, bro. He's from Vermont, so he's probably playing to his constituents a bit there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back into the show. We've established that at least as far as what our perceptions were previously, Bernie Sanders is a gun nut.
Sort of. Not nutty enough for the NRA.
The NRA is a political organization, though. They only endorse Republicans.
Okay.
Unless you're in West Virginia, at which point your Democrats are just Republicans.
Right.
Actually, let's pause the show again. Actually, let's end the show here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back next week with a little more preparation. This was a weird start time for us. Okay, guys.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Early morning.
Yeah, we're gonna have this out
early morning
soon.
It's 11,
next week,
11 a.m. and it's early morning.
Yeah. Next week we are gonna have an awesome guest. I'm really excited about this one. Should I just say who's tentatively scheduled?
Yeah.
We're going to have on EDM artist Tabali Tiki. He's also an expert in the Bitcoin movement. We're going to talk to him a lot about that. He's got a project going on right now called Bitland, which I encourage everyone to check out. I'm super fascinated by it. I really think they're doing some good things over there at Bitland. They're trying to take a lot of corruption out of the land buying and trading system.
He's so, going to drop the base and bring the Bitcoins.
Yes, exactly. All right. See y'all later.